Sportsline here on WBAL, high atop Television Hill. Orioles and Rangers coming up tonight. 8:05 first pitch from Arlington, Texas. Right now, though, we are talking soccer. World Cup getting very close here, and we have a very special guest joining us right now. Longtime ESPN soccer analyst Tommy Smith joins us. Tommy, thank you so much for coming on the program.
It's my pleasure. Anybody that ever wants to talk soccer, I talk soccer with them.
And also, I hear you're a pretty big horse racing fan. Is that true?
I certainly am, yes. I love the horses. That's why I'm still working.
Can we start there, then? Your thoughts on the Belmont and California Chrome?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think that the California Chrome will win the Triple Crown. I mean, I've seen them come and go as far as sure. Big Sandy goes, and that's the problem with Belmont. It is a very, very strange track. And it takes a very, very powerful horse to win on it. It seems like it always throws up a different type of horse. And I like this strong horse from Boston. That's the one I like.
Wicked Strong?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's what I love about the Belmont. And that's what I love about these Triple Crown races. I love the fact it's hard. And I don't need a Triple Crown winner, Tommy, to validate the sport. I love the fact it happens as far as winning the first two legs of the Triple Crown, Derby and Preakness. I think that's so important for the sport to have this anticipation and excitement for this Saturday. But I like the fact it's hard to do.
Yeah, I love the fact it's hard to do. And, you know, I go to Belmont all the time, and unfortunately, I probably won't go Saturday because, A, I won't get a place to watch the race. I will be walked on, kicked on by a bunch of people who are just there to see if some horse can win the Triple Crown. They could care less about horse racing, but they just want to be there for a Triple Crown winner. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing the way winners in this country draw a huge crowd.
Tommy Smith, ESPN soccer analyst, is with us here on WBAL. Tommy, let's talk some soccer. In general, what's your take on the upcoming World Cup as far as how good the depth of this as far as teams are concerned compared to World Cups gone by? Is this considered a very talented field? You're always going to have a lot of good teams when you're grouping the entire world together when it comes to this sport. But in general, is this considered a very strong field?
Yeah, this would be a very strong field because, the soccer has improved greatly over the last 15, 20 years. And it's refereed differently now. In fact, I was just reading somebody, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. There were things that would cause a police incident now. In the old days, you wouldn't even get a yellow card if you did it. So it takes a very special athlete nowadays to be playing soccer at this level. And I think this is a star-studded field.
What was your take on the Landon Donovan move by the U.S.?
Yeah, I would never try to tell Jurgen Klinsmann what team to pick, but I do question the fact that he said he had 23 players better than Landon Donovan. I don't believe him. I mean, he's paying a lot of attention to this young kid, Julian Green. Julian Green looked like a kid amongst men the last day. So there's one man that I would rule out right away. So I think, you know, Landon Donovan wasn't going to win the World Cup for the United States. Let me put it to you that way. But Landon Donovan could make an impact in a game where the United States wanted him. For instance, if you come along against Germany, you're down 2-1, there's 15 minutes left in the game. If you're Jurgen Klinsmann, who do you look down the bench? You look down the bench and you see Julian Green, or if Landon Donovan was sitting beside him, I know well you'd go for Landon Donovan because he's a much more experienced player and he's a better player. But for some reason, I think it's all personal between Klinsmann and Landon Donovan.
Wow. Tommy Smith, soccer analyst for ESPN, is with us here on WBAL. And Tommy, Group G, we've heard the hype. To the casual soccer fan out there, to the fan out there who might just be getting into it now, how tough is this group that the United States finds themselves in?
Well, that's the one thing that would bail Klinsmann out, is that going into this group, there are not too many casual fans who expect that the United States are going to get out of this group. Because A, it has the best player in the world in it, arguably, Ronaldo playing with Portugal. B, it has one of the best teams in the world, Germany. And C, it has a team that has knocked the United States out of the last two World Cups, Ghana. So it's a group that's really lopsided, not in the U.S.'s favor.
So what are your expectations for this U.S. team?
I would be very surprised if they get out of the group. If they get out of the group, I would say they did a fantastic job. I mean, there is a problem probably in the group now because it has been learned that Ronaldo has an injury. How serious the injury is, we don't know. I mean, Portugal are certainly not going to tell you how serious the injury is. But if Portugal don't have Ronaldo, well, then that throws the equation out the window because Portugal without Ronaldo are just a very average team, and an average team that the United States might get something out of. I think the key moment for the United States is when they kick off against Ghana. They really need to get a result against Ghana, and when you say a result in soccer against Ghana, doesn't necessarily mean they have to win, but they have to get a draw. They need to get something out of the game against Ghana, which would leave them in pretty good shape going into the Portugal game. If they could get something out of that, by the time they get to Germany, Germany would probably be already qualified, and the United States might have one of those little things, you know, Klinsmann's German, the Germans are there, have about another draw, and the United States end up with 3 points, and it could send them through to the next round.
Interesting way to look at that. There has to be a sense, though, Tommy, if the U.S. gets out of Group G, who knows what may happen?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but they, I always say, I mean, there's a very famous horse race in England. It's called the Aintree Grand National. And, you know, anybody can win it on any given day. And the World Cup is basically the same. But then to contradict myself, I always say, but yet, no, there are only so many teams who have ever won the World Cup. I mean, it seems like even though you go into a World Cup and you say, well, this team can win it and that team can win it, it seems to be always the same old suspects when you get to the final. You know, it's Argentina, it's Italy, it's Germany, or it's Brazil. And, it's, you know, that's the way it generally goes.
Interesting. Give us the other maybe couple of teams that expect to be there. Again, to the casual fan, we know a lot of the European countries, some of the African countries that are always kind of mentioned, the host country in this case, Brazil. Give us a couple of other countries outside of Group G that the fans just kind of tuning in now should keep an eye on.
Oh, Belgium, without a doubt. If this Belgium team doesn't wilt under the pressure of playing in a World Cup, they have some very special players and it's a very special team. They waltzed through their group in qualifying in Europe, so that would be definitely a team to watch. The Dutch have really something to prove because of what happened in the Euros. Basically, they were home before the postcards. This time, they need to, you know, they need to behave themselves and they need to play football. They're a very talented group of players. Watch in particular for a player called Robin. And they have something very special to prove because of what happened in the last World Cup. Watch for a player called Ribery. And the home team, Brazil, even if I don't fancy them to win the World Cup, you've got to watch for this kid, Neymar. He is something special, and he's very, very special. But if you're putting a few bob on the team to win the World Cup, me, going with the Azzurri. I like Italy to win the World Cup.
There you have it. Tommy Smith from ESPN Soccer Analyst. He likes Italy in the World Cup, and he likes Wicked Strong in the Belmont. Tommy, thank you so much. Enjoy the race on Saturday wherever you watch, and we'll be watching a lot of you in the coming weeks covering the World Cup for ESPN.
Thank you very much, and we're doing all the games on radio. And if you want to contact me, I'm Tommy Smith, ESPN, and that Smith is spelled with a Y, so it's S-M-Y-D-H, and I love to talk to fans. And thank you very much for having me on, and hopefully we'll talk before the World Cup's over.
Tommy, I want to talk to you again. That sounds great. Love the enthusiasm and the insight. That's Tommy Smith from ESPN. Great stuff there. Well-